good morning. This is Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colony is here with Sarah Westwood, the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being in for the vacationing Mary Walter this week. Joining us now, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. She's the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, the highest ranking woman in Congress, and the fourth highest ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. And, you know, you wrote an op-ed this week for National Review about, in the headline on it, there's a trust crisis in government. It must be fixed. Why is it, in your estimation, that Americans do not trust their government?
I think there's been too many stories through the years of corruption, the lack of transparency, the lack of accountability, but also just a sense that the people don't feel like their priorities are being reflected day in and day out in the House and the Senate. This is representative government at work, and this is the greatest experiment in self-governance that the world has ever known. The foundation of that, though, is people. And people being at the center of this government, people having confidence that there's accountability, and people having confidence and trust that their priorities will be reflected. And too often, they see examples of representatives or senators putting their own interests ambition ahead of what's best for the country.
Yeah, both where the public is and where these lawmakers are is interesting because, you know, the Russia investigation is probably the greatest example, current day example, of something where the public, by and large, does not care. Yet, as the RNC was pointing out yesterday, Adam Schiff has become famous on the back of this this Russia scandal. He's all of a sudden a guy who nobody knew is on TV literally every night attacking the president of the United States. Are lawmakers just using these things to advantage themselves, in your estimation?
Well, I think that lawmakers have a responsibility to the people that they represent, and clearly part of our responsibility as representatives is the oversight that the legislative branch is a check and balance on the executive branch and on the judicial branch. So there's a responsibility that we have here for oversight and for ensuring that there's appropriate accountability. But I think at times, especially in this world today where we're all on social media, you all have these followings, there is a temptation to sensationalize or to promote oneself ahead of what may be best for the country in order to gain following or gain celebrity status.
Mm-hmm. So, Congresswoman McMorris Rogers, you know, we after every tragedy like the one we've seen in Parkland in recent years, it seems there's an outcry for some kind of gun legislation, particularly from the left. But then as the news cycle moves on, that conversation seems to die down. But in this case, we're seeing what appears to be a greater appetite among Republicans to compromise on a piece of legislation that could be described as gun control. Do you think that appetite is there, and why do you think it's different this time?
Well, as a Republican serving in the House, I think it's also important to recognize there has been work done to take care of some of the gaps in the system. And there were, unfortunately, too many examples of in the Florida shooting where, again, the system failed. The House had already taken action last year on taking action on the background system to ensure that people that should not own guns do not have access to guns. The House has also taken action on mental health reform. There was this actually was signed by President Obama at the end of 2016 that's still being implemented. But I do think that we need to have the courageous conversations around what it's going to take to keep our children safe in school. And yesterday I had the opportunity to sit down with some of the students from Parkland High School. I applaud them for staying involved, for sharing of their experience. We all learn by listening, and certainly they have seen firsthand. And having the opportunity to hear from them, I applaud them for being here, for participating in this process and making their perspective known. I'm a mom. I have three kids. This certainly is on my mind as I send my kids to school. And we need to make sure that our kids are safe. I also hear, as I'm talking to kids and teachers and principals, that there's this sense that there's a lot more anxiety. Kids having a tough time coping. They're stressed. And I really believe that we need to have a conversation about what's going on in our society that is putting kids, young people in this place where they would take this kind of action.
Yeah, what do you think it is that's making our children more anxious?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors, but clearly there's an increasing need for more support for mental health and mm-hmm. and providing kids in our schools more support. As I've talked to principals and teachers, and they share the stories of what they see, even the changes in the last 10 to 15 years as to the behaviors and the stresses that children are bringing to school.
Yes.
And the importance of counselors, the importance of providing them more support in our schools, a place where they can go, where they feel like they can have that, talk to somebody, feel safe and secure and sharing maybe what's on their minds. I'm hearing a lot of that from teachers and principals.
I wonder if it's a coincidence that cell phone use has exploded in that last 10 to 15 years. I feel like that's the biggest dynamic that's changed about our lives is the access to that mobile device and the way we communicate with one another.
Yes. And I do think that that is a contributing factor. Mm-hmm. There's been some conversation around, even though we're more connected than ever because of social media, it's also easy to feel isolated.
Yes.
You have this persona that's on social media and the importance of maintaining a certain perception on social media versus what you may be feeling individually or at any given time. That is definitely part of the conversation and what that impact is on our young people.
I want to ask you, as a member of House leadership, there's some pressure on the House to what they say is decouple the background check legislation with concealed carry reciprocity, which you passed last year through the House. Is there any appetite for that? Do you see a bill going forward where you just do a fixed NICS background check bill that doesn't include concealed carry reciprocity?
We're having that discussion right now. We took action last year, the House did, to fix the background system as well as provide for reciprocity, which is also important. So we're having that conversation right now. I think it's important to figure out where we have the votes, where we have the support so that we can move forward. We're also looking at the banning of bump stocks, which there had been a desire to have the administration review that policy.
Yes.
For some reason, that was something new that was brought to our attention after the Las Vegas shooting. And then I'm working with Congressman Rutherford on some additional support for our schools so that they have resources to take action locally to protect our kids. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of bills that are under consideration right now.
All right, well, we're going to keep a close eye on it. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris-Rogers, really appreciate your insight this morning on the process.
Good to be with you.
Thanks for that. 844 on WMAL.